Ask an American who is the most famous architect in their country's history, and this man's name is probably at the top of the list. However, many can't tell you much about his life or home. We go to his farm, a place where he designed many of the buildings we know him for today, on this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Karen Murphy says much of Frank Lloyd Wright's early years were spent here on his mother's family farm in southwestern Wisconsin.
He was away from Wisconsin for over 20 years, but when he was a teenager, he went to high school in Madison, quit high school, as far as we know, went to Chicago to become an architect. And by the time he's around 25 or 26 years old, he established his own architecture practice.
He set up his practice in Oak Park and became known for his prairie-style architecture.
He began, we think, to become dissatisfied as he approached middle age, and he left Oak Park abruptly in 1909 with the wife of one of his clients.
The two went to Europe for a year while attempting to get divorces from both of their current spouses.
He started wondering what he was going to do, and he wrote later that he looked back to this valley in southwestern Wisconsin, he said, as his grandfather had looked to America as a hope and a haven.
He began his home called Taliesin in 1911. It was more than a place to live.
When he originally starts Taliesin, he wanted to be completely self-sufficient out here, so he designed his house so that it included a place to live and a place to work and a place to farm.
Today, the home, farm, and grounds are open to the public, including the drawing room, where the famous architect designed many of his famous buildings. Traveling the countryside in Spring Green, Wisconsin, I'm Andrew McCray.